It's Thursday, the day we read from your letters, and we start with responses to a report last week from Berlin on how some German historians are re-examining World War II by focusing on the suffering the German civilian population endured under Allied bombing. We received many indignant letters, including this one from Thomas Lakeman of Magnolia Springs, Alabama.
The attempt by modern-day Germans to claim they were victims of World War II is yet another example of revising history to suit the politics of the moment. Writes Mr. Lakeman. It is often overlooked that Hitler, unlike most 20th century dictators, was brought to power through the parliamentary process by a popular majority. No modern nation can sustain long-term aggressive warfare on the scale of the Nazi invasion of Europe without the direct participation of civilians. This does not justify directly targeting civilians in bombing raids, Mr. Lakeman writes, but neither does it excuse German civilians as victims.
Terry Godfrey, a native Floridian who resides in Orlando, was moved by our interview with Banana George Blair, who for decades entertained the crowds at Cypress Gardens Amusement Park with his barefoot water skiing act.
Cypress Gardens is closing after 67 years, and Ms. Godfrey remembers visiting when she was a junior Girl Scout. The landscape was lush and complete with southern bells sprinkled among the sparse clearings, she writes. I have since relocated to Central Florida, where I've worked for several of the more modern theme parks. Each of them holds a memory for me, none of them quite the same. Cypress Gardens will be missed.
Robert Siegel's interview with Martin Meredith, author of Elephant Destiny, began by noting there was a time when the elephant was a weapon of mass destruction. That may be, but according to Dr. Ray Coleman in Douglas, Georgia, military pachyderms had serious drawbacks. While researching my dissertation, I ran across an account of elephants in battle during Persian-Greek times, writes Dr. Coleman. The ancient author related that elephants were sometimes called our mutual enemy because of their unpredictability once battle had begun. An injured elephant was likely to turn around and stampede backward through the lines of friendly troops, resulting in multiple casualties and great disruption to the advance.
Also mentioned in that interview was the fruit of the marula tree, which elephants apparently like to eat. The fruit ferments in the stomach, and the result can be one very large drunk. That led to this speculation from Glenn McCallum of Denver, Colorado. With regards to the fermenting plums, does Martin Meredith have any idea as to whether or not the elephants might see pink humans after a well-celebrated weekend?
Whether the subject is pink humans, the green monster, or yellow threat levels, please feel free to write us about whatever is coloring your worldview. Our address is atc@npr.org. When you write, please let us know where you're writing from and tell us how to pronounce your name.